It's the Brew Ha Ha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It is Brew Ha Ha with Herlinda and, of course, Mark Carpenter. We're going to be talking about Sonoma County Cider Week, which is this week, next week. When is it? I didn't even know it existed, but
it should. August 3rd through the 12th.
Okay, August 3rd through the 12th.
Yeah, so what, 9 days of fun?
10 days, 10 cideries, 100% awesome. This is our first annual Sonoma County Cider Week.
Oh, and I'm sure it's going to be annual.
I hope so. I think so.
That is Ellen Cavalli, our dear friend from Tilted Shed. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Steve.
I wasn't sure that you were coming in, so I'm so glad to see you.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't miss it. I sort of like, you know, infiltrate in here. And I'm like, oh, can we go with Steve?
Have you been in the new studio before?
Oh, yeah, I have. It's amazing.
Yeah, okay. See, I
love it.
I never have. I just came in and there was a new studio.
It suits you well.
Yeah, thank you. Herlinda and Mark Carpenter, of course, are here.
How you doing? Yeah, and I don't have a beer in my hand, but I got a great cider in my hand today.
All right, and I really am looking forward to getting your take on the cider situation right now. Herlinda, introduce our other guests.
So we have Ellen Cavalli, whose voice you just heard from Tilted Shed. So, of course, whenever I think cider, I think of Tilted Shed right away, and Ellen. And then she brought some friends here whose ciders I had at Copia at their festival. So this is Ned Lawton from Ethics Cider, and we've got Brad Yager.
Yager guy.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll
always think of that. He's with a Leaky Barrel Cider Company.
Oh, yeah, I love that name.
Yeah,
thank you.
A good one.
And the name of yours?
Ethics Ciders.
Ethics?
Ethic.
Epic. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Ethics Cider. No, that
we need that nowadays, actually.
When we pour our ciders, there's obviously a conversation about that today.
Yeah, well.
political. We try to stay.
Send some of those ethic ciders to D.C., if you would.
We should. We know where to send them.
Okay, Mark, let me get your take on cider. I mean, Mark started at Anchor in San Francisco in 71. He's now retired. He rides his horses and takes care of all sorts of stuff, like his great kids, and he builds stuff. But he's here every Thursday with us on Brew Ha Ha.
That's my day to have a couple drinks and join with
friends. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's the only day.
Yeah.
That's not what I heard from your horses.
Yeah. And I like cider quite a bit. Two quick cider stories. Years ago, a friend of mine, I helped him start a cider company in Napa in about 79 or 80, and he was just too ahead of his time. He had all the craft beer bars, which meant both of them. And so, unfortunately, it didn't last. But so I've always had an interest in ciders for a long time. The other quick story I like about cider is my kids, when they were in elementary school, they'd have to do a science project at some grade level, And so what I did, I'd buy a jug of grape or apple cider at the store and drop in some yeast and put a balloon on the bottle. And they'd take it to their classroom, and the balloon would inflate with CO2. And then they could test it, do all kinds of experiments to show there was CO2. And I just loved making alcohol in the schoolrooms, in the public schoolroom. We never mentioned alcohol anywhere in the science project. But
did you have a bunch of 7-year-olds drunk or something?
Yeah, something like that.
It's an American tradition. Yeah. Kids used to drink alcohol.
It's actually
cider
a European tradition for sure.
I'll drink to that.
It's totally fine.
What is this that we're tasting?
That's my cider. It's called Green and Gold.
That's the Leaky Barrel Cider.
Yeah, Leaky Barrel Cider Company. It's a cider company I started with my brother, who's a winemaker. He was at McAvoy Ranch until last year.
This is
the 26...
I know your brother then.
Sorry, 2017 harvest. Like everything we've ever done, though, all Sonoma County fruit, all native fermentation and oak, no sulfites added. Unfiltered, as you can see, not those of you on the radio. It's called Green and Gold because it's mostly Rhode Island greening and John Gold apples. But I did get my hands on some late harvest true cider varietals, mainly Black Twig, which is one of the few. Yeah, it's one of the few apples with nice tannin that you can get here in Sonoma.
Well, I took a taste of this, and I'm not the biggest cider guy in the world. But this is delicious. It's lovely. Nice?
Thank you very much. Yeah.
I think people don't realize a lot. One of the things about cider, there's a bunch of things about cider that people don't know about. A, it's taxed like wine, not like beer.
It
a
is
lot of
wine.
People think that it is.
Yeah.
That it's more wineries. Like a beer. Even my daughter today, my 21-year-old, I had to explain about cider and beer to her today, and that was kind of fun. So she's got to try some. And she's gluten-free, so cider is gluten-free. But also, most people think that all cider is super sweet, and you're actually using more bitter and tannic and apples that you wouldn't take a bite of on their own. Ellen's had me try different apples that you're growing there, but how many types of cider apples are there?
They're innumerable. I mean, every single seed from an apple is genetically different, and so it can grow its own new variety. But at our farm, we have over 134 named varieties, plus I have 200 seedling, which will be new varieties that I'm growing.
Wow.
So, yeah, there are a lot. There's a rich tradition of cider, but you don't need necessarily to have tannic cider apples, even though I'm a huge fan of them, to make good cider. So what we do with the Gravenstein, what Ned over here and Brad do with Gravenstein and Golden Delicious and Jonagold and Rhode Island Greening, they lend a lot to cider. A lot of it isn't. It's not always the cider varieties or the apple varieties, but it's the care that goes into it. It's the fermentation, and it's the real respect for the apple. And that's, I think, what unites all of us that are doing the Sonoma County Cider Week, to bring it kind of back around, is to showcase that Sonoma County is apple country. You know, we have a long history, 200 years of apple growing here. And it's, you know, we do have a really exciting terroir to discover. And we want to invite everybody to taste this huge array of ciders that come from, you know, they're reflective of our personalities, of our ethos, of our land. And so we're really excited to kind of showcase that. Real briefly, it's not just the three of us doing Cider Week. We're also working with Ace Cider, Agrestic, Golden State, Horse and Plow, Specific Gravity, which is also Nana May's, Troy Cider, and 101 Cider House Redwood Chapter. So if you come to our Cider Week events, and you can look at SonomaCountyCiderWeek.com for our host of events, you're going to be able to get this incredible range of ciders that are made from so many different apples with so many different principles and fermentation methods. It's really staggering, and it's exciting.
So, Ellen, you guys are going to be at restaurants and stuff as well. So you guys are doing cider dinners the way we have beer dinners or wine dinners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like dinners with the cider maker, et cetera. What restaurants are you doing that? Spinster Sisters, I know, is one of them.
So we're doing one with Spinster Sister, and then Ned.
Yeah, we have. I think we're doing one at. First of all, we're doing one in our orchard, which is on Wednesday. We'll be an orchard tour, and we'll do a little tasting afterwards. That's going to be on Wednesday from 3 to 5 o'clock.
Next Wednesday.
The week of August.
Okay.
That we're on.
It's the 3rd through the 12th.
Right. And the point of it is that's the start of Gravenstein season, and it culminates in the Gravenstein Apple Fair. So it's like 10 days of all apples.
Is there one ticket for all of this, or how does this work? And tell us the website, too.
So it's SonomaCountyCiderWeek.com. Pretty easy. And there will be some collective events where we may do tap takeovers together. We'll all be at the craft cider tent at the Gravenstein Apple Fair. And then individual companies or groups are going to do collaboration cider releases. We're doing one with Horse and Plow that's going to benefit the Sonoma County Farm Trails and the Gravenstein Apple Fair. I know that Rustic has one. Yeah. You have one,
too. We have
too.
One at the Handline Restaurant, which is great.
Nice.
If you know the Handline folks, they jumped in, and we've got 5 cideries pouring there. They're going to do a pairing with their food, which will be on Thursday. Before the Gravenstein Fair.
Right, and we're doing choach, so we're releasing our Basque-inspired sidra and a barrel tapping and a traditional sort of choach. So everybody is kind of coming up with different events. Some of them will be, free by the glass. Some of them will be ticketed. So what I encourage everybody to do is just go to our website and check the events page, and that's going to be updated throughout the next couple of weeks.
So Mark asked a question earlier of you today about cider production of Ace, which is the largest one. It's one of the largest ones. U.S. And Jeffrey House, who owns it, just sent me a text. He said that they're growing at 25% per year level, and they are close to 2 million gallons of cider
Well, that's amazing.
And they're one of the pioneers, you know, of American cider.
Definitely.
And that's right here in our backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeffrey's done a good job. I knew him when he was importing cider, and then he kind of lost that, and so he started doing his own. It's really turned out well for him. But let me ask you this. You know, I'm really happy to see this cider growing here because the apples were going away. They were being torn out and grapes put in. And are we to the size yet where you're saving orchards?
Yeah, I make a comment on that. You know, at Ethic, I work with Ryan Johnson. He's a permaculture specialist. And he and I work together in reviving our orchard, but we actually took over another orchard on West Side Road. We have a lot of small orchards out there that people own, 3 and 5 acres. And the hard part is finding labor and then also what do you do with those apples.
Yeah.
So we've actually been working with local folks. They call us. We tell them where they can do that or we'll pick them up. And so we're trying to get a network of folks to keep those orchards and, you know, obviously growing, but allowing them to get them picked up and knowing where the market is for
them. Do you manage the orchards for them?
We don't directly. We did take over one orchard that we manage directly, but we do not do direct. There are folks that are doing that, but we don't manage a ton of extra orchards.
So one of our participants is Specific Gravity and Nana Mays, and that's run by Paul Kohling. Oh. Mm-hmm. And he's going into his 40th year of managing organic orchards here in Sebastopol. And that's incredible. I mean, the stories he can tell, but he's seeing that there is a resurgence and a real interest and revival in the apple economy here. And it really, to be honest, it's largely due to cider, and it's largely due to folks who want to support it. So if you love cider, keep supporting the cider that's grown here and made here in your community.
Absolutely.
And we're going to keep it going.
It's a lot of hard work.
And does anybody know the true history of the Gravenstein apple, which Burbank says is the perfect apple? And I tend to agree.
You know, I do because I've studied it, and I know that the Gravenstein apple was named after Gravenstein Highway.
I should have come to you first.
And so it's almost named after us. But there's a lot of discussion about it. They do believe that it either originated in Italy as a seedling.
Really?
A royal from Denmark at his little villa, and he took it back to Denmark and then propagated there. That's one story that actually has some legs it. Dates back to about the 1600s. You know, there are stories on who really brought it here to Sonoma County, but the one that's most credible is that it was the Russian fur traders over at Fort Ross in around 1811.
We were just talking about Fort Ross, the festival coming up and all the Russian stuff and the this and that.
And they still have an old orchard there.
Yeah. No,
I've been there. It's amazing. And
it's a cool event.
The fruit to make a cider to support them, but because it's a state park, they can't have anything to do with alcohol.
No. You know, but they have built the Putin Pavilion over there. Where the Russians came. And, never mind. That's twice I've used that joke today.
And it's still good.
And it got laughed both times. So thank you very much. I'm here all week. Yeah. Tip your waiters. It's Sonoma County Cider Week, August 3rd through the 12th. So this is happening all over the area, right? Explain this more because I'm a little confused, as always.
First of all, credit to Ellen because she came up with it. She threw an email out.
Ellen's the best.
Ellen is the best.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Fantastic in getting us all motivated. I mean, what's interesting is cider revival is happening across the country right now. And so if you go to Massachusetts,
here.
You go to Chicago,
really?
New York,
they're all having
York.
Their cider weeks. And so I think what we were missing was a cider week in California, not to mention we are potentially one of the largest consumers of cider, can be, just by the size of the state. And so I think this is really something that we want to say in the county. And so we have an event going on in Petaluma. We have stuff going on in Sebastopol. Mm-hmm. We have stuff in Windsor. Yep. And so we want to spread it around the county a little bit so we can touch a lot of different folks, not just, you know, core Sebastopol or wherever the apples are grown.
We have one of the Ethic Ciders, the Golden Rule Sparkling Dry Cider, and that's what Mark and I have in
that's
our glasses right
cider.
Now. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
wow.
That's a cider. We started making this about 5 years ago on my farm in Sebastopol, and we have dry farmed golden delicious apples, and that is really what you're tasting. Is
golden delicious Washington?
Is it? Sorry?
In the state of Washington?
Do they grow there?
Are they indigenous to there?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Where the hell do you get golden delicious? I don't know. I see them in the store.
And I think they were propagated as a fruit that was actually a culinary fruit that would be, you know, that would be in stores, right?
I believe it originated in Ohio.
Good Lord.
I'm not mistaken.
Ohio.
Golden Delicious used to be
the great apple. Dry farm, the ones here. Amazing.
And it used to be the number one fruit grown, right, for culinary, so they sell in the stores.
Okay, yeah.
And to Ellen's point, what is cool and nice about our golden rule is that we do dry farmed apples on our
orchard. Explain what dry farm does. Geek alert.
So we basically do not – there's no irrigation on the trees at all. And so when you look at that, you're getting a lot of water in the trees. You'll get a big round fruit. Those are good culinary apples. They're big and large, but they don't give you much taste. So –
I could go down to the bottom of the radio gene pool and say something that I would think would be funny after that phrase, that sentence you just had, but I'm going to shut up. So keep going.
No, I was just gonna, thank you.
Keep going.
But it's not. They're not. It's not sweet. It's like kind of dry, and it reminds me of a little bit of a really nice champagne. What do you think,
very
Mark?
Crisp. I think very nice, crisp, clean flavor. Yeah.
One of the things I don't know if it's evident, but most ciders are blended with several kinds of different apples, and so this one is blended. We have about 80% golden delicious in here. We also have Rhode Island Greening and Jonathan in here. So it the blending of this really makes the cider. Right. So that's why we think.
I was just in Spain after I was judging the Iberian Awards. I went into the Basque country for Sidra. She brought a Spanish style Sidra. I should video this, but there's a way that they pour this. But it's actually, but this cider is not carbonated and
right. So what you have right there is called our Inclinado, which is Spanish for tilted, and it's our interpretation of a Basque Sidra. Basque and Asturias, so the northern part of Spain, have probably the longest history of cider in the world.
Really?
Very little has changed.
Very little has changed. It's very traditional.
It's caveman cider.
It's caveman cider. It is. They have caves. They do everything caveman with wild cider. Ferment and really enormous chestnut wood casks. And they're just beautiful and expressive of the culture, and it's a very convivial thing. You always drink it with everybody every day, and it always goes really well with their foods. And so we're really inspired by that, and so we've done our own interpretation of a Basque Sidra, which we have here, and I have two different versions. And one is a still bottling, means uncarbonated. And so to Ned's point, a lot of our ciders and a lot of ciders of other people are made by blends. This one is actually a single variety. So this is 100% organic Sebastopol grown Gravenstein's from the 2017 harvest.
Wow.
So we do everything by harvest date as well. It's a wild ferment. So, you know, in line with like Brad's ethos, right? Like this is just the natural yeast that were on those apples. No sulfites, no nothing. This is nature just doing its thing with a little bit of shepherding by us. And it was fermented in neutral French oak. So used wine barrels.
This is a lot like having wine. Like this would be great for
right.
your
and
meals.
Right, and you want to do the proper escanciar or the proper long pour. And you see
geek alert.
Well, we're on radio. Nerd. It's so hard to show you guys. Become the coach, and you can do it yourselves. But so what you do is you just hold it either a couple feet above your head, or not above your head, but a couple feet above where your glass is, and you pour it in this little stream, only two fingers full in this glass. It's a special Sidra glass, which catches it. And so what's happening when it comes out of that bottle is it's aerating. It's going along with the oxygen. It's aerating. It's adding a little bit of spritz, a little bit of heightened acidity, and you drink it right away. You go topa, and it's alive. If you leave it in your glass for too long, they say it's dead. It's muerta. So
really?
So you have to drink it right away. And so I have a couple of versions that we have. I have one that is still, and there's a new expression that they're doing now in Basque country where they do a naturally sparkling version as well.
We're celebrating Sonoma County Cider Week, actually, which is August 3rd through the 12th, 10 days, 10 cideries.
There's some great ciders here. Yeah.
No. I'm not even drinking the cider there. I just, Ellen, talk about Tilted Shed because you've been with us a lot. Tilted Shed Cider Works.
Yeah. So my husband Scott and I started Tilted Shed back in 2011.
Right.
So we kind of feel like the old people, yelling at people to get off their lawn now.
That's me.
You know, we
you
really
punks,
are.
Get off my lawn.
We are.
She's a big bully, really.
Not so much a bully as I am very opinionated and very passionate about cider.
You're very passionate. You're passionate. Completely.
You're right,
and
though.
I love, and I do, I dearly love cider, and I love apples, and I love what it can do, and I think they're magical. And
do you make apple pie?
I do. I make all the apple things.
Wow.
I have an apple crown. So, anyway, we're just, you know, as you were saying, you know, this with your kid, right? So you're doing these little experiments, like. This really was just a hobby for us many years ago. We used to make lots of beer and wine and kraut. Anything you could ferment, we would ferment. And then we never liked cider. It was just always very cloying and one-dimensional. And so, you know, if I'm going to drink something, I want it to be good. But we had these apple trees, and we're like, you can only make so much applesauce. And so we're like, all right, fine, we'll ferment it. And then it turned out good. And really what the key was that we discovered was apples in time. So you can take almost any apple. There's some that are really good and can give you a lot of nuance, and that's what we grow. But then you could take a great Gravenstein, which is an eating apple, or a Golden Delicious. You give it some time, you let it work itself out, and it could be really something exceptional. So, and that's what we're about.
Ellen, you come from the publishing background, like editing and publishing.
I am.
You have an Apple newsletter now, right? A cider newsletter.
I have a print zine.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was pointing at the TV screen. I wanted Mike to see that. Sorry.
But breaking news, Mike. The Sharks are going to win. I don't know. Sorry.
But
I know
you Mike. Have the Cider Magazine.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. So I do. I've been an editor for over 20 years. In fact, I've been proofreading a cookbook on Instapot today. So that's what I do still. I started up a cider zine. It's called Malice.
And why is it called Malice?
Malice is the botanical name for the apple genus.
Really?
Yeah.
M-A-L-U-S.
It also has a homonym a little bit for malice, M-A-L-I-C-E.
Right?
So it's not that I'm malicious, but I am very passionate about what I believe in. I think it could be a little bit provocative, cerebral. I mean, it's really it's kind of a cider nerd's zine. It's all print. You can't get it online. I mean, I'm throwback to my zine days. But it's been really well received by other orchardists and cider makers and cider devotees. Throughout the world now. So, yeah, if you need to geek out a little bit, I'll hook you up.
Sonoma County Cider Week, August 3rd through 12th. 10 days, 10 cideries, 100% awesome. Ace, who we talked about earlier, their ciders will be there. Of course, Ellen and Tilted Shed Cider Works. Horse and Plow, Ethic
Who's
Ciders.
Right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, you're right there. Specific Gravity Cider Company.
Mm-hmm. That's
I love that name.
We've had them in before.
Yeah.
It was Paul of Nana Mays.
Yeah.
And he actually got in a pretty horrific car accident a few years ago. And he's coming back and doing really good.
Well, then his house burned down in the fires, but he's pouring
that
the foundation.
I didn't know.
So he's been having a real tough time. So if you can support Paul, do it.
Yeah, his wife has the farmer's wife.
Kendra.
That's right, yeah.
Booth with those really killer apple and brie.
Yes.
I think it's the Gravenstein Festival.
I like that.
Yeah, we have, and actually, good Belly folk. Sent us some pork sliders to go with the cider.
Nice.
Awesome. We have the Ethic Gravitude cider in our glass.
And again, as I always say,
cider and pork is amazing.
Nobody touch my food. All right, you can take a few bites. But, as a bachelor, I got to take it all.
Since you're pairing the Ethic Cider, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about where we think about ciders, too. We're foodies. That's how we came into cider. And everything we make and think about is what is it going to go with. And, you know, if you taste our ciders, most ciders, they have a big acidity portion of them. So sliders are fantastic. The Gravitude, we also just did a bunch of things with oysters and fish and salads. And we actually won the Good Food Awards this year for the Golden Rule.
Wow. House
Waters gave us that award.
Wow.
And for us, it was very gratifying only because it was the food award. And that's what we were really excited about.
Right on.
Sorry for the plug, but I think that was a great example of ciders and food is really what we want people to think.
Brad, again, your story and how long have you been doing this?
So I actually work for a small distributor. We're called Half Pint Ciders, and we actually only do cider. So kind of a niche. And then my brother being a winemaker, you know, we'd been making ciders for several years, probably since like 2013 or so. And a few years back, we're like, let's, you know, get it together and slap a label on it. I'm already out here selling it. You're already making wine. Cider is essentially wine. So that was the impetus. It wasn't that much work, much more work for either of us. That's still kind of how I operate. It's just I know people with fruit. I know people with barrels, with facilities, glass sometimes. You know, I kind of cobble things together and try and just use the medium of cider to express Sonoma County terroir.
Mark, we've only got 2 minutes, but sure. Give me your thoughts on some of the, because you've been tasting
all
the cider. I'm not.
It have been quite a range of flavors. There was one there, the wild yeast. Ones have a wonderful wild yeast flavor to them, very much like some Belgian beers. There's others here that are just fabulous, like sparkling wines. And these guys are always doing such a great job. And I love the fact that you're going to see apples staying around Sonoma County, you know, especially the Gravenstein. I think that and people have a chance to enjoy these great drinks. The only thing wrong with it, it's too high in alcohol. You know, my elbow. My elbow goes at a certain rate.
Yeah.
ABV on these, you guys.
But they're great products.
We've been tasted some of this, yeah. Especially you guys.
It'll sneak up on you. I find beer drinkers underestimated.
Seven to eight ABV.
Yeah, these have all been 7 to 8. Like normal beers today. But, I like the 4% or 5% beers. You know?
And there's some of those available.
We have
too.
Really high Brix apples here, so this is what they do.
No, you have incredible. To. You have to. Yeah. That's the nature of the product.
And Brix.
I think it's Brix.
Available sugars for fermentation.
Right. Yeah. All right, I got less than a minute. Herlinda, what are we doing next week, quickly?
Next week we have Jimmy from Lagunitas is coming in to talk about Lagunitas' new grant program that's going to be for nonprofits, music, things for kids,
Cool. Beautiful
things like that, and it's going to be super fun. He'll have some beer.
All right, beautiful.
Nice. Can I come back next week?
Ellen, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to see you guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And again,
thank you very much for having us.
The first annual, and I'm sure it will be annual, Sonoma County Cider Week is August 3rd through the 12th. 10 days, 10 cideries. It's going to be very cool. Thanks, guys. Great to meet both of you, and always a pleasure, Ellen, to see you.
Thank you.
And thanks to Mark Carpenter and Herlinda. We'll see you next week.
You got it.
Next week.
Okay.
You.